Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 157 for the week of March 1st, 2010. This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome two new supporting advertisers. In the chemicals directory, Square One Enterprises, Inc., located in Whittier, California, offers chemicals and supplies for plating and anodizing. Their specialized chemicals are manufactured in-house, and they are currently featuring Poly BioClean Copper Cleaner, which is available in industrial and consumer quantities. Their other products include anodes, anode bags, anode baskets, filter tubes, tanks and equipment, electrocoagulation, aluminum and copper wire, dyes, gloves, safety supplies, and aprons. For more information on Square One Enterprises, please visit their WorldLink listing in the Chemicals directory. In the Job Shops directory, Hudson Plating Works, located in Moore Park, California, is a NADCAP-approved mil-spec plater. They plate on all substrate types, including magnet materials, and their finishes include gold, silver, copper, nickel, and tin. They also offer insertion loss reduction for microwave components and exceptional Type 3 gold for the flex and rigid circuit board industries through the design of resist-compatible solutions and for high-temperature applications. They also do passivation and have an extensive analytical lab. For more information on Hudson Plating Works, please visit their WorldLink listing in the Job Shops directory. Seeking employment in the surface finishing industry? Then please check out our Help Wanteds. Posted on February 23rd, Lusteron Products, located in Springfield, Massachusetts, provides metal finishing chemicals and equipment. Lusteron is offering their nationwide affiliate marketing program to individuals who want to maintain their customer base and earn commissions when they retire and have industry contacts they can sell to. For more information on this opportunity, please visit the Help Wanteds directory. Here are excerpts from the NASF Government and Industry Affairs Regulatory Alert dated February 23, 2010. Recent coverage in the Chicago Tribune, the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and other national media outlets has drawn attention to the surface finishing industry's use of fume suppressants, including those containing certain perfluorinated compounds, to safely reduce air emissions and workplace exposure levels of hexavalent chromium in some processes. Prior to the media's interest in this issue, the NASF had already been working early and proactively with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to lay the groundwork for minimizing and eliminating the use of certain PFCs. In 2007, EPA restricted the use of certain perfluorinated compounds in a federal agency rulemaking under the Federal Toxic Substances Control Act. At that time, EPA responded to a request from the NASF and agreed to allow the continued use of certain PFC-based fume suppressants for the surface finishing industry. For the past 2 years, NASF has been in discussions with EPA on how to effectively phase out certain PFCs and transition to technically feasible, cost-effective alternative PFCs or non-PFCs for use in fume suppressants. Specifically, the NASF Government Relations Program has advanced a potential framework with EPA headquarters and EPA Region 5 for addressing PFCs of concern in fume suppressants. EPA has agreed to participate in key industry technical and policy sessions on fume suppressants at the upcoming NASF Washington Forum and at the NASF SURFIN Conference. For additional information or questions regarding this or other NASF government and industry affairs issues, please contact Jeff Hannipal at 202-257-3756 or Christian Richter at 202-257-0250. Here's the calendar of events through March 13th. On March 4th, the New York State Pollution Prevention Institute will hold a metal finishing workshop at the Rochester Institute of Technology in Rochester, New York. On March 8th, the Indianapolis branch of the AESF will have a dinner meeting in Indianapolis, Indiana. On March 8th through the 11th, the AESF Foundation Electroplating and Surface Finishing Certification Course will be held in Dallas, Texas. On March 9th, the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will have a plant tour of Nissan NA in Smyrna, Tennessee. On March 10th and 11th, Metal Finishing News Shot Peening Workshop will be held in Istanbul, Turkey. On March 10th through the 12th, Spray Finishing Technology Workshop, presented by Binks and DeVilbiss and sponsored by Owens Community College, will take place in Toledo, Ohio. On March 11th, the Orange County branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting in Orange, California. Topic will be precious metals. On March 13th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will have morning technical sessions and their annual dinner dance at the Hilton in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And also on March 13th, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California will have their 2010 spring outing at HP Pavilion with the San Jose Sharks versus the Florida Panthers hockey game and lunch in San Jose, California. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.